Louisiana voters have seen some of the great political performers, but even those geniuses at holding an audience might learn something from Cheetah Rivera. Critics first noticed Cheetah Rivera 45 years ago in the Broadway production of West Side Story. Now, Washington's Kennedy Center is honoring the actress for a lifetime of achievement. Kim Kokich has this profile.
At 69, dancer and actress Cheetah Rivera is a survivor in a profession known for chewing up and spitting out its workers with unnerving frequency. Her nearly half century in musical theater is rare, says Frank Rich, columnist for the New York Times.
Cheetah Rivera exemplifies the last generation that really exists of Broadway musical theater star that can make a complete career season after season after season in that genre.
Frank Rich has loved theater, especially Broadway theater, all his life, and has watched Rivera develop as a performer.
She is what everyone in the Broadway musical theater is always looking for, somebody who can sing, dance, and act. Sometimes you can get one of the three, two of the three. Rarely you get three of the three. But she has a wit about her that I think of as being a kind of urban New York sassy Broadway wit. And just to listen to her on the cast album of Bye Bye Birdie, sort of trading zingers in a way through music with Dick Van Dyke, who was her leading man, it's a kind of urbanity that, to me, is sort of Broadway commercial entertainment at its best.
Oh, Rosie, I told you, as soon as I get a few bucks ahead...
You said that before, Albert. Then along came Conrad Birdie. And it was goodbye, Geoffrey Chaucer. Hello, William Morris. Goodbye, NYU. Hello, Al Malou. 'Cause when you wrote Conrad's first hit, Ugga Bugga Boo, then I knew that was it. You were through with English forever.
Her lust for life and her love of what she does, it just rubs off on you.
Actor Dick Van Dyke.
She, in my opinion, is the most electric performer ever to step on a stage, and is to this day.
Rivera's energetic persona emerged from a youth that had its share of loss and challenge. Born in Washington, D.C., her father died when she was only 7. Her mother supported her and her brother by taking clerical government work and did whatever she could to enable young Cheetah to pursue her dream. To be a ballerina. Something few people know is that George Balanchine gave her a scholarship when she was 15 to study in New York. She says her audition for his School of American Ballet was unforgettable due to his unexpected kindness.
I had a blister on one of my heels, and it broke. So there you see the blood on the back, and he stopped it right away, and I didn't know who he was. I thought it was just the teacher or something there. And he sent somebody out for Band-Aids and put the Band-Aid on my foot. And when I found out later on that was Mr. Balanchine, I almost died.
But Cheetah Rivera's dancing career was about to take a dramatic turn. A classmate asked her to go with her to an audition for a new Broadway show because she was nervous about going alone. The show was Call Me Madam, and the choreographer was Jerome Robbins. Rivera got the job, but not without feeling some regret at walking away from Balanchine's scholarship.
I didn't complete something that I thought I should have, and I never did a ballet. It was many years, honestly, really a lot of years, that I just didn't even want to go to the ballet because I felt ashamed that I didn't do it. But how foolish is that? Very foolish. I'm really doing what I should do, and thank God, my sweet friend invited me, and I went.
Robbins was impressed with Rivera, and only a few years later cast her in the original Broadway production of West Side Story. Rivera played the supporting role of Anita. It was the part that made her a star.
A boy like that would kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another. One of your own kind, stick to your own kind.
The role demanded more of Rivera than any of her previous work, and she credits Robbins for teaching her how to succeed in it.
Stick to your own car.
He's the one that made us realize that we could go beyond the acting through only dance. And when we do speak and not dance, we have to have a history behind us. We have to go home and think about who we are, who our friends are, how we got to where we are. He made us think. It was like going back to school.
Rivera's success in that show led to another hit right away, Bye Bye Birdie. But Frank Rich says she's been in almost as many flops as hits and has somehow always been the show's saving grace. He cites one, Bajour, about a troupe of gypsies living in New York that, in spite of bad reviews, played to a packed house.
A real test to me of a Broadway trooper, which is what Cheetah Rivera is perhaps more than anyone I can think of, is to perform well in adversity. So here's Bajour, this silly show, and she is giving it her all. She had a wonderful ballad, actually. It had one good song in it called Lifeline about, you know, a gypsy reading someone's palm. No cliche went unturned there. And it was memorable.
You really have to go into every piece that you do thinking it is going to be a hit. It is going to connect. It is definitely not a flop.
Rivera says her commitment to any role she plays can be contagious.
If the cast sees that you're in there for a reason, you're not in there for some social thing or to show off, or because that's a very valuable space, the rehearsal hall and the stage. If they see that you're serious about it and you can still have a good time, they'll try it too.
Cheetah Rivera's personal discipline was tested in 1986 when the car she was driving was hit full speed on the driver's side, resulting in serious injuries that could have ended her career. Her left leg suffered multiple fractures and required complicated surgery.
18 screws and plates in there. But I had a great doctor, and he and I got together, and I said, what do you think? And he said, well, it's up to you, you know. And so I just switched gears and went into the gotta-fix-it mode.
After months of intensive physical therapy, Rivera was not only able to regain ordinary use of her leg, but her determination took her even further, and she was able to dance the way she used to. 16 years and 10 shows later, Cheetah Rivera is still receiving outstanding reviews for that dancing. And she's about to start rehearsals for a Broadway revival of the musical Nine with Antonio Banderas. Tonight, her career will be honored in a gala performance at the Kennedy Center, an achievement that caught Rivera a bit off guard.
You don't expect something this wonderful to be given to you. So anyhow, I am going to be a very good girl and take everybody's advice and shut up and that day and just watch the show and just say thank you and accept it.
The Kennedy Center Honors will be broadcast later this month on CBS. For NPR News, I'm Kim Kokich in Washington.
If there's a war on, don't bring me the news. Ask me to pull fights and I must refuse. But if you want to get my attention, let's make love. If there's an earthquake, I will not attend. If there's a plague, don't invite me, my friend.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.